You know, guys, I'm sorry. I think we weren't actually recording on the podcast before. I don't know for how long, but I just noticed it wasn't recording. So whatever we were just talking about is probably out the window.
Are you serious? We was talking about Madonna. We was talking about Andy loving Madonna and the songs. We were talking about Mega Tire.
That's right, Mega Tires. Andy started talking about how we need to get new tires in the car because it's been raining out here like crazy. And during the wintertime, these roads are going to be really slick and you got to be careful. And Andy was, go ahead, Andy.
I said, you have to get Mega Tires.
And I said, what are Mega Tires?
And I said, Mega Tires are the best, strongest tires. They almost have suction cups around the tire to make sure that you don't slip and slide during these slick roads. You okay, Bandana?
Oh, I'm sorry, but yes, I'm okay, but that's true.
And you were saying that you never heard of Mega Tires before.
I've never heard of Mega Tires. I've never heard of Mega Tires before. But they sound impressive, and you're saying that these are underground, an underground product.
Yeah, absolutely underground. And ironically, I'm the one doing the advertising for him. And that's what we do here on the show. But I don't even see he's getting the free plug without any advertising, if you understand what I'm talking about.
I totally understand what you're saying. But if Mega Tires actually exist, we got to get them on the Dan Jovan car here on the Nissan Rogue that's working like a dog for us every day.
Absolutely. That's a good car. Really is Nissan Rogue. I know so many people got a Nissan Rogue and they love it. They really do.
No, it's a good car. It's nice. It's a good car for this traveling. Anyway, we're on 287 going 60 miles an hour. I got a phone call for work coming in. I got to use the WhatsApp. So many apps going on. So much technology. You gotta use a WhatsApp for a phone call. There's Zoom. You can go face to face. Oh my God. There's so many things that people want you to do digitally for just for a phone call these days. Wow.
That is crazy. You know that? I tell you, I got two phones, right?
Yeah, I know. I've heard you talk about this. You have two phones. Like when for your close people, right?
Yeah, and other ones for knuckleheads.
For knuckleheads.
I have only have one phone. Yeah, I got two flip phones. That's what I do. You're on my knucklehead, Andy. I'm just kidding with you. I got you on the main line.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Oh, I was going to, say some hurtful words to you, but it's all right.
Yeah, I got to take this phone call at 8 o'clock on the WhatsApp for work. Talking about some business.
Oh yeah, you're trying to will and deal.
I'm trying, it's not that easy, but it's fun. It's exciting, But you gotta become friends with people. That's what this is about. Right? You can't just come out here selling out of the gates. Hey, how are you? You can't do that stuff. It's a used car salesman type of tactic, which I am not.
Well, good for you. I wish you plenty of success. I really do. I think you're going to do fine. I think you're going to do a great job.
Thank you.
No, he's going to have to put a bumper sticker on the car before any of that other stuff happens.
But oh, for the Dan Jovan podcast. Right on. That's true. How come you ain't do that?
I'm not talking about that right now. I'm sorry. I just can't. We keep going over this shit, and I don't have time. I just don't have the energy, guys. All right?
Oh, somebody really nervous. Somebody getting really testy out here. Keep an eye on the road. Don't be staring at me like you're going to punch me, Dan. Don't.
I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm just looking at my coffee. Let me take a sip of this coffee. Oh, that's good. That's some good coffee right there. Let's see, what do we got on the radio here, Chuck?
I'm gonna take a look right now. Hold on. What's this?
Oh, I like this song. I like this song. Here we go. These guys are awesome. The Revivalists. Gotta blast this song.
What a song. Go ahead.
Now we're here.
this.
I kind of do. I don't know. I'm not sure about it. I'm in the car, dude. You put this on a wedding, I'm on the dance floor. Forget it. I'm tearing up the rug.
Oh, that's awesome. We are passing Skyline Drive, Ringwood, New Jersey, exit 57. It's Monday morning, baby.
Chuck, you were moving. I started getting into it, no lie. That's a good song. What they call? The Revivalators? No, the Revivalists. They're really good. That song, I thought it was going to be terrible, but then all of a sudden that song turned into, I was dancing and they were dancing. Looked like three guys in the Blue Oyster Bar.
Take it easy, pal. All right, I've never been to the Blue Oyster. But we are moving big time here. We're going about 80 degrees. It's 80 miles an hour. I wish it was 80 degrees. It's 50 degrees outside. It's gray. It's an ugly Monday. But we're having a good time on the Dan Jovan podcast.
We really are. That was quite an experience, really. But anyways, what's that big bubble up there say? Welcome to Wanaku. Welcome to Wanaku. Out here on 287. I heard the other day you guys picked up Mike Tyson was training. That knucklehead was running out here.
Yeah, he was out here. You better be careful. But you don't want to put him on the knucklehead phone.
I gotta put him on the knucklehead phone because that guy a knucklehead really is. You can't be talking the way he talking, dude. But I never want to see the guy. Believe me, I don't want to see him.
Yeah, don't blame me after what you're saying. Be careful. He's on this show a lot. I could get him in the car here with us.
You gotta be kidding me, really? I didn't know he'd be coming on your show. Mike, if you heard what I just said, you know I'm just kidding. I'm just totally playing with you. I got you in the main line, the main phone line. You ain't on the knucklehead line. I would never do that, Mike. Why don't you tell me that, Andy?
We are on 287, cruising, entering the borough of Pompton Lakes. Haven't seen one advertisement today. Not one. Not one thing on a truck. I don't think so, right, Andy?
No, not even a landscaper. Usually there's so many landscapers out here that we can plug and drive traffic to their website.
Exactly.